Through wisdom, a house is built, and by understanding, it is established. By knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Proverbs 24:3-4. Bishop Patrick Bruce is a seasoned minister of the gospel, bringing decades of experience in pastoral and administrative leadership. He is a man of great wisdom, humility, and faith. He is the senior pastor of Grace Cathedral, a thriving community church under the Dag Heward Mills Ministries, located in Apramasi in Kumasi, Ghana. Now, let's hear him.
Father, thank you so much for every opportunity, every occasion that we come together like this. My prayer is you will bless us. Speak to us, Lord, directly in our ears, in our hearts, and let none of us leave here the same. Bless us and make us better and better Christians. In Jesus' name, and all the saints said amen. Put your hands together one more time and you may be seated. I want to start this morning by asking a question I've asked many times, and I've not finished yet, and I'm still, it is a series that I began from Apiedu, but I've not finished, and I'm not finishing now because I've not finished explaining what it means. But the question is, what does it mean to be a Christian? What does it mean? You know, because we easily and happily apply the term to ourselves and we say we are Christians. Especially here in Kumasi, everybody is a Christian. Yeah, everybody goes to a church somewhere, even the juju men and the fetish priests, they all go to church somewhere. They have an affiliation to a church somewhere, you know. And it is important for us all to have a clearer understanding of what it means to be a Christian. Amen. Let me give you two foundational scriptures for those who are new to this topic. Acts chapter 11. Acts chapter 11 and verse 26. And when he had found him, that is, Barnabas and Saul turned Paul, but it's still Saul. When he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. And it came to pass that for a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. So Paul and Barnabas were in Antioch for 1 year, meeting with the Jews who had believed the message of Christ. If you remember, this is a Jewish environment, you know, and the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. So Acts chapter 11, 26 is the origin of the name that we carry today as Christians. Amen. But even before the name was activated on the people, go back to Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4 and verse 13. This is at the beginning of the church. And when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned, they didn't have university degrees, and ignorant, they didn't finish school, they marveled, and they took knowledge, they recognized that they had been with Jesus. Amen. I didn't hear amen well. So this morning, we are seeing that people who have been with Jesus, closely aligned, closely linked with him, something of Jesus comes upon you. Are you with me? Something of Jesus comes upon you. It is not your education. So maybe this is it. It's not what you have been trained to do, because these first disciples were unlearned and ignorant. They had not learned how to read or write. They had not gone to school. They were raw people. Do you know raw people? Area boys, area girls, people who just walk around at the area, don't go to school, don't work, don't do anything. And these same people who don't do anything met Jesus. Remember, he was walking along the beach. Then he called James and John, "Follow me and I'll make you fishers of men." They met Jesus. And after 3 years, or maybe two and a half, 3 years, they were transformed. They were changed such that people could now see that something of Jesus had come upon them. Amen. And so this morning, my hope is, or my question is, what of Jesus is on you? Amen. What of, ask your neighbor, please, are you a Christian? Ask your neighbor, are you a Christian? Ask the person behind you. The person behind you, or the one in front of you, are you a Christian? What did he say? He said yes. Did I hear any no here? Is there any Muslim who passing by came to, it's hot, he came to get the AC for a while? Anyone like that? None. So we are Christians. So my second question is, what, Ashon, please come. What about Jesus is on you? Come and stand by me. Can you see a similarity? The height. And what else? The face. Which face? My face or his face? The glasses. Who else is wearing glasses? Come and join us. Henry, come here. And who else is tall? Who else is tall also? Richman, come and stand by us. So tall. And let's see. So are we all the same? Oh no. Okay, who's wearing white? Maybe also the white. William, come and join us, the white. No, he's yeah, come in. Yeah. So of all of us, Achaya. So of all of us who are here, which two belong to the same family? Which two? Only two belong to the same family. Why? You don't see it. You can see it. There's a similarity of one on the other. Hallelujah. In the blood family. So in the Christian family, what of the Father is on you? Amen. Sit down. Let me tell you a story. A certain man. It was a woman, actually, but a certain man is what we say. It was a woman. A certain woman. Yeah. But it's nicer, a certain man. It's nicer. A certain woman. She got a Christmas present. It was this kit, DNA kit. You know what? You know, in America, the people give all kinds of presents. So somebody gave her this present, the DNA kit, to tell your. Yeah. So she too, she said, "Oh, it's just a gift. After all, what?" So she did a swab and sent it away. And when the thing came back, in short, it's a long story, but in short, her father is not her father. Hey, it was a court case. He went to court. Oh yeah. Somebody went to prison. Because her father is not her father. So you see, you may be in the family with the name, as she was in the family with the name, but she was not a child of the house. Amen. And so this morning, and also the reason why she did it was that she was a bit different from her sisters or her brothers. They were sisters. From her sisters. She was a bit different. They were taller and slimmer, and she was short and a bit stocky. you know, and her skin was a bit darker. Not that, no. She had color. Her sister didn't have color. So like, they were always teasing her, you have a natural tan and you are blessed, but you tan easily. And they were all very happy for her. She was very happy as a child. She didn't get sunburned. But there was a difference. I mean, there were other similarities also because they had grown up together. But there was a difference. And so this morning, my question is, what about Jesus can be seen on you? Amen. What about Jesus can be seen on you? Because many Christians, a certain man, a prophet, he saw a vision. And in the vision, he saw another man of God. I mean, a man of God in our generation. We were alive when he was alive, but he has died and left us behind. And this prophet saw this man of God in a vision. And he was in heaven. But he was not smiling. Hey! And so the prophet was like, what is this? Why are you not smiling? And the man of God in the vision, are you listening? It's a vision. You feel like, don't believe it, but I don't know. It's a vision. The man of God in the vision said, I am surprised. Asked him, what are you surprised about? He said, I thought as I was coming to heaven, I'll be in class B. But instead, I find myself in class C. And I'm surprised. Hey, do you understand the story? As I'm coming to heaven, I was expecting, he didn't say class A, because class A, there are some people who are class A. We know that there are some men of God who have, I mean, God's generals who are really done, they're torch bearers. But he said, I thought, yes, Paul and his brothers, I thought I would be in class B as I'm coming to heaven. When he got to heaven, he was in class C and he was surprised. And he said, how did I get here? That one, the answer, they didn't come. But you see, I'm asking about what about Jesus is on you? Yeah, what makes you a Christian? Amen. Because a lot of people, their Christianity is that they are trying to do good. You know, I want to be a good person. I want to be quiet and gentle and understanding and loving and kind. I want to do good, you know. But the truth is, and you yourself, you know, that we can't, Bible says, Romans 3, there is none righteous. No, not one. All we like sheep have gone astray. All of us. Look, tell neighbor, I know you won't tell me, but what is your secret sin? Ask your neighbor. I know you won't tell me, but what is your secret sin? And what did your neighbor say? I won't tell you. Of course, I won't tell you. What is your secret sin? Do you know why I'm asking? Because you have a secret sin. Maybe it's not one. I hope it's only one. Is it only one? No. It's more than one. Hey. The major one and the minor one. Okay. I understand. There's a major one and a minor one. But listen. There is something that makes us more and more closer and closer to Jesus. Amen. There is something. And it's, you see, and what I want to say this morning, is that it's not something you do. Because they're doing, what did Paul say? What I want to do, I do not. What I don't want to do, that is what I do. How many understand Paul on that scripture alone? All the other ones, we don't understand. But this one, we understand clearly. The good that I want to do, I do not. But the evil that I don't want to do, that I do. Then he asks, oh, wretched man, who will deliver me from this body of sin? And that is the reality. By now, she found the scripture. It's in Corinthians. Hey, it's Romans. Yeah. Listen. What does it mean that you are a Christian? What does it mean? Because it's not what we are doing. Amen. That is why it says in Christ, as a Christian, you are a new creation. All things have passed away. So the old behaviors, it's like you had an old car, okay? And then you got some breakthrough. Yeah. And then the car was stopping. Oh, the car was stopping at places and wasn't running smoothly and sounding like something different, like Assurance Car is sounding different. Yeah. But then a breakthrough came, and then this Toyota Corolla became a Toyota Land Cruiser. Oh, no, it's gone too high. Toyota Camry. They are all similar size. Yeah, the Toyota Corolla became a Toyota Camry. The new one. Have you seen the new one? Beautiful. And then you will say, the old one has passed away, and the new one has come. How many have watched Transformers before? When Bumblebee became, he changed from the old Corvette. I have not watched it. You have watched it, but the rest haven't. I'll be cheating them. So he changed from an old one to a new one. So we have also changed. Amen. We have also changed. So listen, this is the difference. So right now, you are a new creation. So the former things that we were doing have passed away. Most have passed away. And new things have come on us that now you can do and maybe do more easily. Amen. And you are doing it not because I want to do it, but because now it is my nature. Now this is how I am. The old me, some of you used to drink, used to watch pornography, used to go around and watch films, Prison Break, from 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. Yeah, they know themselves. Yeah. And that was you. And you don't feel bad. I mean, when you rather tell it, the last episode 21, around 3:30 in the morning when I was watching it, I was awake because the tension was too much. Because, and you see, you happily tell, those days, boys will happily tell the people, Chale, I've just gone to get 3 new girlfriends. Hey! And the 2 are giving me money, and the last one, I'm having sex with her. And you are describing your bad behavior. Do you understand? Or you're not minding me this morning? But you don't feel bad about saying it, because that's who you were. And so now, we are a new creation. Are you listening? If you are born again, that's what I'm beginning for. What does it mean to be a Christian? If now you are born again, you are a new creation. I mean, of course, an old car and a new car can do similar things. But one does some things more easily. And one does things that the other car will not do. I mean, if I get an offer, let's go to Accra. Okay, just in the next hour or two with George's car. I think I will decline. I will decline. Okay, George, if you go some. Yeah. So even though, no, listen, I'm almost close today. My time has gone. Even though they are all cars, one does different things more easily than the other. Because an old car has gone away and a new life, a new one has come. Amen. And so this morning, the question is, you, Are you a Christian? What about you shows that you are a Christian? What about you? Because I have four tires and an engine. Yeah, it's a car. But is it the old car or the new creation? Is it the old one? And that is what they said about the Simon Peter and John, that these men were ignorant people. But as I see them, they are different. They are different. They are not. And it's like I cannot say he went to Oxford and he's changed. If he's a different person from going to Cambridge. So Cambridge, I cannot say that it is America you went to, that you were there for 7 years in America, you have come back. So now you're different. Hello, baby, how are you doing? You're back in the country and everything's going well. No, no, no. It's not the trip you went to. You have been here with us all these years. We are all here. But you have changed. I can't say that, you know, you have gone to university, all we the area boys are here, Kojo Kwame and Kwesi, and only Kwabna alone got admission to go to tech and has gone to join some rich people there and been a part of their club. No, he hasn't. We are all in the area here. We are all here just around this area. But of all of us, you are different. Are you listening? You are different from us. And why? What is the difference? It's not your school, because you didn't go to any school. It's not your travel, because you don't have a passport. It's not your parents, because I know your parents. They are in the village just across the street. Their farming is next door. Yeah. I know your siblings. They are all the same, like us. But you are different. And the only... I hope you are listening. And the only thing that you do that we don't do, or that separates us, is that you follow Jesus. That's the only difference. There must be a difference for those of us who follow Jesus as against those who don't. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen, my time is very finished today. But so because of how our church is, I will give you all the points, because there is so much to say. We may not come back soon to revisit this message, because we are starting another message next week about the bridegroom. Amen. So I want to give you the points about what it means to be a Christian and being affected. I'm not saying what I am coming to give you right now. You see, you can do the things, but it doesn't make you what it is. But when you are what it is, you will do it naturally. Hallelujah. If I go and stand by the roadside and lift my hand to stop cars, one or two cars may stop because they don't know what I need. But a policeman stopping is a different thing altogether, you know. So I'm not here. I'm here to make you understand what you should be doing. And that's why I'm asking that if you are a Christian, these things will be in you. A certain man, was it a man? He saw, this is about 30 or 40 or 50, no, we're in 2025, about 70 years ago. Yeah, 70 years ago. They saw a little girl who had grown up in the forest. They don't know still how she came to be in the forest. I mean, her origins were still not there. But when they saw her, she was about 10 or 12 years old. This girl who was found in the forest didn't walk upright like us, but she was walking with her hands and her feet on the ground. Yeah, that's how she was moving around. And they suspect that she had fallen and met some monkeys. We don't know still, but had fallen among the monkeys and become a part of them. You know, if you like, look at our feral child. Yeah, she had grown up She wasn't so, even though she had all our bone structure and everything, she didn't walk upright like that. She was walking on four, 202 feet, and she was moving very, very fast. You can't do that. You struggle to go, and see, you can't even hold, you fall down. But that's how she was moving. And everything that she did, even though she could eat with her hands, she was still eating in an unnatural way. Because though she was human, she had been greatly influenced by the circumstances where she found herself among animals in the forest. So you may be an unbeliever who is around us here saying hallelujah and saying amen, but you're not one. You know, whereas you may also be one who doesn't know that this is how I should be behaving. And she had to relearn walking upright and relearn how to use it like a proper human being. Amen. So this morning, we all say we are Christians, so we are not unbelievers in our house, but rather Christians to relearn, hallelujah, relearn what you should be doing, your real behavior as a Christian. Amen. And there are four things that Jesus did that really mark what a Christian is. Number one, Jesus prayed a lot. Hallelujah. Jesus prayed a lot. Amen. Amen. So if you are, that's why this song, I'm very happy Kirsten chose this song today. It's a spiritual song. We speak in tongues. We pray in tongues. Amen. So, number one, Jesus prayed a lot. And what again? He prayed alone. Mark chapter 1 and verse 34 and 35. Verse 35. Mark chapter 1, verse 35. And the next morning, Jesus woke up very early. He left the house while it was still dark and went to a place where he could be alone and pray. Amen. So, number one, do you pray? Do you pray? Please ask your neighbor, do you pray alone? And most of us do not pray alone. Amen. At least not more than 2 minutes. Because when you start, no, you fall asleep. If you even start. Do you pray? Number one, you must begin to pray. You mind me again. You must begin to pray. It is a sign. It is a sign that you are a Christian. You are like Christ. You must begin to pray alone in your room. You must do quiet time. You must do quiet time. What is quiet time? Quiet time is every morning. Do you understand every morning? Look at me. Do you understand every morning? Please hold your neighbor's dress like this and shake their dress. Your neighbor's dress, hold it. And tell the neighbor, every morning, you are supposed to take a Bible and read it. Every morning. There is no, even if you are late to work, leave the breakfast. I know you won't do it, but I'm showing you how important it is. Every morning, right? Jesus woke up early. He makes some time early. Wake up every morning to do quiet time. Read your Bible every day. Amen. I didn't hear amen. Young people, read your Bible every day. Every morning. Every morning. When you wake up, find it. If you have a Bible card for this one alone, to avoid delay, use your phone. Just to avoid delay. Because we are starting immediately. Read your Bible every morning and pray. Spend a little time to pray. Hallelujah. That's what Jesus did. Ask your neighbor, are you a Christian? What did he say? That's what Jesus did. Every morning, rose up, went to a place to pray. He prayed alone every time. Amen. Number two, he prayed with others. Luke chapter 9, and verse 28. And it came to pass, after about 8 days after these sayings, he took Peter and James and John and went up into a mountain to pray. Amen. I didn't hear your amen. So number one is that you must also pray with others. Hello? 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 That is why, look at me. That is why we have prayer meetings. So that you have no, you as you are sitting here, all your friends are not correct. They are all foolish boys or foolish girls. You don't have any proper friend who will teach you, help you to do right. That's why we have created a place where you can come and find Peter, James, and John. In your life, it's only Judas Iscariot and then Absalom and other people are the ones in your life. You will see. You don't believe me, you find out. Yes, you find them all around you. That's why we have gathered the Peter, James, and John and brought them together for us to pray. Amen. We must come to tell neighbor, have you ever asked neighbor, have you ever gone for prayer meeting? Please add your finger to neighbor. Have you ever gone for prayer meeting? They will say yes. And ask me, how long ago? 1972 or 1963? When did you last go for a prayer meeting? That's why I try. And you know, today when we close church, about to close in a few minutes, when you close church, we'll stay behind for a few minutes to pray. We have a convention coming up in a few days. Yeah, I want us to spend a few minutes to pray. Hallelujah. Amen. So number two of number one is that you must come together with other people to pray. Amen. How many will now start praying with other people? If by the grace of God you have people with whom you can pray, no problem. But most of us don't. Most of us don't have people in close proximity who will encourage you. In fact, most of your friends, if you go to your friend sitting by him and they start saying chabayabalaba, they'll ask you, hey, Akwesi, what num kakra na? Hey, what num kakra na? What has come upon you? Hey, where have you gone to a fetish shrine or something? Because what is, as we are here now, you're saying shabalaba kayamala. Hey, your friends would rather be very suspicious instead of joining you. As you're working together, one starts praying, the others two start automatically. Hey, Charlie, let's fire a few tongues. Shabaya and Dada Kiriba. But you have gone to find friends who are crazy. See the truth. Where have you been? They will not believe you. Amen. And number three of number one is that this one I think is very important. You must learn to pray in public. Luke 9, verse 14. For there were about 5,000 men. And he said to the disciples, make them sit down by 50s in a company. And they did so and made them all sit down. Then he took the 5 loaves and 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he blessed them and broke it and gave it to the disciples. Number three of number one is that you must be able to pray in public. Some of you, every time you eat lunch at your workplace with your friends, you never bow your head to even say grace. Everywhere. When you can pray in public, what you are doing is that you are declaring publicly, I believe in Jesus Christ. It's a public, and those who are around you also will publicly know that you are a Christian. Amen. Many years ago, when I was still a pharmacist, one day I was at the hospital. I had gone there with my price list and my drugs, and I was just talking to the doctors, trying to get them to buy my medicine. And I was crossing the car park to go to my car. I had finished wrapping them. It didn't work that day, but it doesn't matter. As I was going to a car park, then I saw the chief executive of the hospital standing at the car park with other doctors and other executive people. And when he saw me, they go, hey, Patrick, come. So I said, hey, is there business here? Because they were all standing there. So I went happily. He said, oh, yes, Patrick, these are new cars you have received from the Ministry of Health for the doctors. Please pray over their cars. I said, no, you're not serious. I was looking for business. Business to sell my drugs by my monthly quota. But they called me to come in because he knows me as a pastor. You know, and there were many standing there. You know, whenever you go to a place where they single you out, we are here for a meeting. Okay, Kayla, pray. It's not that they may be mocking you, but it's a good thing. We know you are a Christian. Maybe we are all there. Who will pray? And they see you, but they don't call you. It's a bad sign. It's a bad sign. We want someone to pray. They look at, okay, you, Jack Toronto, you pray. Ha! How can they call Jack Toronto before they call you? How can they find some Buga Buga boy to come and pray when you are sitting there? Because they don't know you are a prayer person. To pray in public, first pray at home and learn to pray with thanks boldly. Then you join Peter, James, and John to get more courage. Then finally, in the public, when they are in the bus is going to travel from Kumasi to Accra at the VIP. Then a man will get up, Yembompai. Then you never despise them all. Thank him for praying for you to reach Accra safely. But you can't get up. One of my pastors, he said he's going to preach in Etrotro. I said, great, go ahead. Go ahead. Then he went. I saw him later. How did he go? He said, hey, it's very difficult to stand up in Etrotro. They're all looking at you. And then to preach Christ. He said, it's very difficult. So in the end, he just prayed. And they all sat down again. Yeah, it's very difficult. Number one, Jesus prayed. Amen. Oh, I said amen. Let us all begin to pray. Hallelujah. Number two, Jesus visited. Jesus visited people. Amen. Listen to, look at this. Like this one, today we are a bit late, okay? So just give me a few minutes more to explain these ones. Mark chapter 14. Mark chapter 14, verse 3. And being in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, Jesus went to visit somebody and he ate. He sat down there and he ate. And the woman came and did all kinds of things. But in going to somebody's house, he just, in some of you, you don't go anywhere. You don't visit, you don't do anything. Visiting is a sign of care and concern for other people. Amen. I didn't hear a good amen. If you care for anybody, you will learn a lot about that person if you visit the person. If you care, look, happy neighbor, tell them, care for somebody. Care. Be concerned. Care for somebody. When you care for people, you will go to their houses. Don't go to go and eat. When they offer you, you will look at the circumstances and decide. But you don't go there to go and eat. No. But care. Amen. When you visit people, you will learn a lot about them that you will not know in a long time outside. Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. That is one mark of him. That is how come he was able to reach out to so many people. When you visit people, you see there one pastor, he had a church member who was always late to church. Always late. And when she came to, he was always coming with a certain man.
The man had a big stomach. You know, a very big stomach.
And then she was always in his car. And the pastor said, look, it's not a good idea. You are sitting in this man's car all the time.
And the man had a wife, she was big, with a big wife, and they're grown up.
It's like, it's not nice. Young girl sitting in a good man's car. It's not nice. So it's very dangerous. So don't do it again. So the girl said, okay, so she stopped. And then her church coming became irregular. Then after a while, 1, 2, 3 weeks, he didn't see the girl again. The pastor rose up one day and said, no, I'm going to find the girl. Where is her house? At this place. Do you know this place? At this place. So he got into his car and went. And then he went, where is this place? Oh, it's here. Then he got there. I'm there now. Where is this place? So, oh, they're not there yet. It's down. It's there. Keep going. So, hey, as he was going, the houses were finishing. Then he got to a place where the road ended. He said, oh, okay. Am I at this place? They said, oh, no. It's a bit further. It's just here. So, but your car can't go again. You have to park the car and walk. So he parked the car and began walking. As he was walking, where is this place? And as he was walking, the houses finished. I mean, do you know the houses finished? There were no houses again. Yes, one house, an uncompleted building. One house uncompleted. Then he just went. He said, hey, he'll walk another 15 minutes just walking. Then he came to a final house. Then when he got there, there was the girl. That was her house. And she said, listen, this is where I live. No light, no nothing. Bah! And from here, the nearest shuttle station is far. This man happens to be also in an uncompleted building nearby. So when I'm going and I meet him, at least I get a short ride. The pastor said, go back to the man and beg him to take you back. Because where you are is far. And without the man, now you're walking about 45 minutes before you get the first torture. Do you know 45 minutes walk for the first torture? It's a long walk. And about half of it is bush, like scattered houses. She said, this is where I'm staying. It's a house, I think her uncle's house or somebody's house, where it's not finished. That's where she's staying. Listen, tell somebody, I'm coming to visit you. I'm coming to visit you because Jesus visited. Amen. Amen. Number three, Jesus taught. He taught people. Hallelujah. They called him Rabbi, meaning teacher. Yeah, meaning teacher. He taught them. Amen. So, Jesus' teaching. Let me show you some things. Okay. Mark chapter 9 and verse 30. And they departed hence and passed through Galilee. And he didn't want anyone to know about it. For he taught his disciples. So, number one, Jesus went to a place where he was teaching in a small group. He was teaching in a small group. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, I don't know how little you know. Tell your neighbor, I don't know. Oh, tell your neighbor, you should add your finger. I don't know how little you know. But I know somebody who knows less. Yeah. Maybe you don't know much. But you know John 3:16. Because I met some boys who don't know John 3:16. And right now, you have learned about prayer. You have learned a few things. No matter how little you claim you know, there are a lot of people around you who know even less. And that's why I am saying everybody here should gather some people and teach them. Everybody. I didn't hear amen. What do I teach them? No problem. I can give you a verse just to read to them. Or even just call them and let's pray. And get a song from Kirsten. Let's play the song. That's all. We'll just speak it. You can teach somebody. I said you can. Everybody here. No matter how little. Once you recognize that I'm a Christian, you can teach somebody. Yeah, once you accept, I'm a Christian, I can teach somebody. Hallelujah. And when you come to church, we teach you to go and teach people. It's not difficult at all. Amen. Are you listening to me? Ask him, are you a Christian? What did he say? Yes. So do you pray? What did he say? Be careful with the yes before you become a Christian liar. Be careful with the yes. If I ask you, do you eat? He say yes. Somalia, do they eat too? They also say yes. But the difference is the frequency is not the same. Yeah. One, pray. Two, visit. Go out of your way. Visit means go out of your way. This is your normal path from here to here. I know this is what you normally do. But break that cycle and do something different. Go and sometimes get down from the torture. That's the last stop. I know. Get down at a different stop and go and see somebody. Because when you do, you're going to make a difference in somebody's life. That encounter. So, I mean, some people, nobody comes to their house. I went to some house once at the party in Kumasi. Hey, is it Kumasi? Is it Kumasi? You will not believe it. I said, you will not believe it. As I got there, it could have been Accra, Sodom and Gomorrah area. It could have been like that. Roofing sheet houses and other kinds of things. And when you get the house, the house looks abandoned. Then people are coming outside. Hey! And they were there. And I checked my best day. Go and see them. No. Visit somebody. Amen. How many are planning to visit somebody? You know, because you can just listen and then you just go home and say, oh, the man you preach about, but you have not changed. And you are still like the old person. Number three. Hey, this is number three here. Teach. You can share something. Just go and tell somebody, pray at home by yourself and with in public. You can tell somebody. Now you can tell somebody about why prayer is important. Pray. I mean, I've said many things in the past. Hallelujah. And finally, Jesus also interacted. He spoke, he mixed with people. He didn't stay by himself. Too many times, somebody once said, human beings, men, we have a tendency to separate ourselves. And he said, just look on a bus. When is a free bus, people sit down. Number one, window seats are occupied first. And then two, other window seat. When there's nowhere else to sit, then they go and sit by somebody. Yeah, everybody is looking for a place where I can sit by myself. Unless you're together with a friend. You all come alone, by yourself. Because we are always by ourselves. And sometimes, it's not by choice. It's by, that's how I've been. I don't have... Somebody, stretch your hand and touch somebody else. Touch somebody far from you. Touch somebody and say, reach out and touch, make contact with somebody. Touch somebody. Touch somebody. Touch somebody. Amen. Touch somebody. In touching somebody, you are showing, look, people need to be touched. People need care and concern. Amen. I said, the woman, a child was sick. The child was in hospital. This is many years ago. And they said, the child is very sick. So, nobody can go and see the child. She said, I'm the mother. They said, no. Where it has reached, nobody can go. So, there was a lot of back and forth. The mother said, listen, let me go to my child. Let me hold my child. They said, no, the child is very sick. The child was crying. I want my mother. So, there was a lot of back and forth. Finally, they said, okay, go and see your child. And the mother was allowed to go and see her child. And when she got in, you know what she said? It was too late. They let me see my child too late. The child died soon after. She said, if I had come earlier to hold my child, I will impart some strength. Her thinking. But if the child alone in the hospital with strangers all around all the time, she will not be happy. Look, doctor, you agree with me. She will not be happy. Strangers, all the machines everywhere. No. She said, when they let me go, it was too late. That's what she wrote. It was too late. I couldn't save my child. If I had come earlier, I could have made her stronger again. Look, people need people, though. Hey, you mind me again? Look at your neighbor and ask your neighbor, from today. No, not the two of you. Find somebody else. From today, you are my best friend. Hey, everybody get up and find somebody. Get up and find somebody. Find somebody. Find somebody. Auntie Joyce, yes. Find somebody. And hold the person by their hand. Yes. And tell the person, oh, but the two of you, you are not serious. Find somebody else. Mina, find somebody else. Antoinette, find somebody else. Find somebody else. Make a new friend. Yes. And tell the person from today. Hey, say it well. From today. You are my new special friend. Get the person's number and tell them, you are my new special friend. Yes. Because people don't have friends, though. People are just alone walking around. It's very sad, very depressed. Hallelujah. Hey, sit down. We can take them after church. But take them out. Don't forget. Take them out to the church. Amen. Listen, I'm closing. We are over. Listen, what does it mean to be a Christian? It's not by just coming to church and sitting down like this. No. That is like a car in a garage. No. To be a Christian, you must live a certain life where we see that something of Christ has come upon you. To be a Christian, Auntie Joyce, to be a Christian, not that I'm just quiet. I don't quarrel. Hey, people don't quarrel. They just curse you in their heads. I don't quarrel. No, it's not that. It is a certain doing things, not doing by force, but doing it naturally. And many things naturally, they come by practice. Number one is what? Pray. Number two is what? Visit. Number three is teaching. Everybody can teach. And the last one is interact. Make a friend with somebody. Today when we close, make a new friend. I've told you, don't two of you, don't sit somewhere again. Mina, I don't want to see you. Our toilet is your friend. You came with her. It with the two of you. Don't sit. Find somebody else and sit and make a new friend. Hallelujah. If we can do this thing, you'll be amazed that now you are a Christian who is pleasing the Father. And the day we stand before God in judgment, you will hear those beautiful words, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Put your hands together this. Shall we start?
Thank you for listening. If you have been blessed by this message, please share it with someone who might also need to hear it. The Bible says, "The Lord gave the word, and great was the company that published it." To share a testimony or to request prayer, send us a message on WhatsApp to +2 332 059 11275. God bless you.